Hey there, and welcome to Leet Rambo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Moggy with you at the helm, hope you're having a great night, and my super special awesome co-host...
That would be Heathcliff, and just then that was the song of the year 2000, or I guess you could describe it more as an homage to the year 2000 now.
Well, it was actually sung in the year 2000, so it wasn't like a mockery of what the year 2000 was, but... But anyway, let's get on with the show. We've got a jam-packed show for you tonight.
Just like every other week.
Yes, we pack it full of love and tender loving care and lots of caffeine.
Caffeine. I could do with a bit of a shot of espresso right now.
Save it till 3 o'clock. we've got our usual segments like new releases of the week, our web fantastic. Which is this week is the lovely keyboard pants.
Seriously, who's the person that invents these kind of things? We're going to talk about a bit more later on in this program.
And our earliest gaming memories. I asked Catton last week, who, for those who remember, and now I'm going to ask Heathcliff this time.
Sounds exciting.
Does being gay affect what you buy, technology and gaming wise?
The pink dollar.
Yes. And our what the F is quite a strange one this week about a guy dressing up as Darth Vader and attacking a Star Wars fan.
This week on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter, we have Nick Cave and the bad suit.
Starting off with Nick Cave.
Tegan and Sarah Emil, operator, plays the waves Bjork. It just keeps on going on.
Yes.
We have
a musical feast for the ears.
And hopefully it will... either keep you up, invigorated, and you'll be alive with bliss and happiness listening to the geekiest people on Joy 94.9 on Fridays between 1 and 3 a.m. Or it could take you into a lull, a beautiful, sleepy, dreamy state. Altered state of consciousness.
How about we get things started off? This is Dig Larius Dig by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. You're here on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
I'll see you in 3 minutes and 38 seconds.
You can catch Leet Rambo Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrambo.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rambo Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You just heard Monday, Monday, Monday by Tegan and Sarah, everybody's favorite ambiguous lesbian / sister duo.
It's quarter past the hour on Joy 94.9. And keep us company in the studio by sending us an SMS to 0427JOY949 or sending us an email on your computer to onair@joy.org.au.
We love your emails and SMSs.
Every time that I get an SMS or an email, I come just a little bit.
Now let's go to new releases of the week, shall we?
Mario Kart Wii.
Yes, that's a big one. Yes. I wish I could have got that, but sadly my gaming monies were elsewhere.
Now, you probably would have seen the ads of the television around here. I think the big gimmick that's coming up with this one is the plastic wheel that the Wiimote fits into. Mm-hmm. But there hasn't been a bad Mario Kart title to date. So that's one exciting thing to look out for, whether the plastic flimsy wheel is good or not.
Yes, but it looks like a lot of fun.
The World Ends With You. I'm sure you'd be able to say a few things about this, Moggy.
Yeah, I actually brought it on the weekend. Damn, it's hard and confusing, but it's really, really fun. But yeah, not one. It's basically an RPG about... this teenager called Neku who ends up in Shibuya, which is this really, really trend... well, wakes up in Shibuya without memories. Shibuya is basically this really, really trendy Japanese suburb of Tokyo. And he wakes up without no knowledge of why he's there or how he got there. And he gets a text message on his phone saying, complete this mission or face erasure. And that begins his long mission to find out how... why he's there, how did he get there, and yeah, and why is he being put in this game?
Are there any heavy backstories, betrayals and surprise twists?
Yes, there's a lot of surprise twists, but it's a great story, but the characters are pretty stock standard for an RPG. Like, especially Neku, you could just put a Buster Sword in his hand and he's Cloud. But yeah, it takes a while to get used to the dual combat system since it is on the DS. You play as as the main character on the bottom screen using the touch screen. And on top, you play as your partner using the D-pad. It can be really strange to control both at once, and really, since there is a lot going on, but once you start to learn about it, once you start to learn all the basics and get really into it, it becomes second nature.
So how driven is this particular game by its plot?
Very.
Time Crisis 4. Now, if you are aware of the arcade scene, you probably would be aware of Time Crisis 4. It's been a staple for the Sega.
No, it was PS2.
The PS2, but Sega developed it, didn't it?
No, Sega had VirtuaCop.
VirtuaCop. Well, I've been corrected by Moggy. Time Crisis 4 is the PlayStation equivalent of Time Cop or
VirtuaCop.
And pretty much, from what I understand, previous installments, it's a light gun game with
shoot baddies with a gun.
Now, this is pretty much one of those rail shooters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
You shoot up all the ones at the screen, then you move a few steps forward. And
this one actually requires you to take cover and all that.
Well, if you happen to like light gun games, I'm sure that it's going to be at least graphically good, because it's on the PS3.
And I think it comes by it with a gun, so you don't have to worry about using a crappy analog stick.
Take that. Now, you actually get a light gun with the PS3, not a zapper like you do with the Wii, but at least you get Link's crossbow training, which is at least a bit of fun on the side.
Mm-hmm. And the last one for our retail is Mystery Detective 2 for the DS. I actually like the original one. It's basically like a point-and-click adventure game for the DS, but it's had its heart in the right place of recreating the classic Scum games like Monkey Island, Sam & Max, but there was a few major flaws.
Now, could you please explain Scum games for us very quickly?
They're basically the games that LucasArts made back in the early to mid-90s, or I think even late 90s, but using a different system. But they were basically just verb-based games, so like you would point to an icon that said look, and then you would click on the object saying look at the cup, and you would do a thing. And they were really, really hard in their nature. Just you sort of had to understand the way that the developer was thinking to really understand the puzzles, because they were, a lot of them were just way out there.
Now the Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter Virtual Console releases of the week. I'm so excited.
Yay.
Our Joy 94.9 bell is a bit sick at the moment. I think I might need to take it in for specialist repairs. This week we have a Phantasy Star 3. Now this is on the Wii, isn't it?
Yeah, the Virtual Console is for the Wii.
Now, the most famous game of this franchise was Phantasy Star Online. That's the only one that I've heard about.
They had a quite good run on their Sega Genesis day when they were just playing turn-based games.
Also this week we have River City Ransom coming out. Don't ask me anything about this one.
It's an old SNES beat-em-up game. It's actually quite a classic game as well, but basically you follow these two guys as they try to save this guy's girlfriend, and they beat the living crap out of anything that opposes their way, or that blocks their way. But it's very, very cute.
Chivalry is not dead. One bit. On the live arcade, Lost Cities. It's a strategy card game.
Yes. And it's actually yet another port of a card game or a tabletop game. There's really not there's not much new original content coming to the live arcade, which kind of sucks.
Hey, at least playing a game like this is probably a lot cheaper than trying to play Warhammer. So expensive, man.
And we've got a new category this week is the Xbox Originals.
Ooh.
Which is, the first one is Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell Chaos Fury. So if you like stealthiness and just basically being a general badass.
I'm actually kind of conflicted at the moment if Tom Clancy is an actual writer, just a person that churns out lots and lots of video games.
He's actually a writer.
He is an actual writer. I know that he is, but it seems as though anything, that all the major titles coming out these days have Tom Clancy. It's kind of like the Stephen King of video games.
Well, basically, a lot of his franchises are based on the original books, like Rainbow Six is based off the Rainbow Six series of books. But I think, yeah, the Splinter Cell is actually an all-written, original two-game thing written by him.
And last one on our super special Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter for this day list
is Metal Arms Glitch in the System, which I have no idea what that is, but seeing as it's an Xbox, I'm guessing it's a first-person shooter or something along those lines.
How do you come to make that kind of generalization?
Well, I just do.
Maybe the fact that it's called Metal Arms. Just a hint. Coming up later on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter, the geekiest and the gamiest show on Joy 94.9, that is between 1 and 3 on Friday mornings. We've already had that one. We have Obsession, yes, in closed captions, I Love You by Emil, and just a song about ping pong. Operator, please.
You've got that to enjoy. You're here on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, eliterainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Moggy and Heathcliff here with you till 3 o'clock. And you just heard Bridal Train by The Waves. And now it's time to explain our SNES topic of the week, which is what part of technology these days annoys the crap out of you?
You want my opinion?
Yes.
Well, one thing that kind of gets on my nerves is when one particular company does something really well, then all the other companies try and get onto the bandwagon by trying to release very similar items that don't quite make the grade and fail, cluttering up my space. The other thing that is really irritating, licensed games. They are poor, they are quickly rushed out, they have, most of them are based on movies that weren't very good in the first place, and if they were based on good movies, they're bad games anyway, they're expensive.
Well, now there's licensed games based on original content that's just pure horrendous. Like, yeah, certain games.
Video game based on that character from Final Fantasy VII be considered one of those? Or would that be an original title?
I think an original title.
We're not being very helpful to the people listening on their wirelesses at home or on their internets.
Yes, joy.org.au. And if you want to respond to our SMS topic, you can by the SMS is 0427 Joy 949, or the email is onair@joy.org.au.
Maybe you have a bone to pick about Windows Vista. Everybody seems to have one these days. All you gotta do is send an SMS to 0427 Joy 949. We'll have it on our pretty screens and we'll feel warm and cozy on this cold Melbourne night.
I think my biggest pet peeve for technology is, sure, it's great that we can now have wireless technology, but it means that you're contactable nearly and everywhere, so you're expected to pick up the phone at any time or any place, which is really, really annoying. That's just me anyway.
Well, those are the opinions of Moggy and myself, being Heathcliff, the wonderful presenter of Probation on Sundays. No self-promotion at all. It is currently, I believe, about 23 to the second hour of the day.
Yes, we're going early and But yes, and if you can't really stay up, we've got a podcast, which just search in iTunes, Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter, with two threes instead of E's, because we roll that way.
Moggy's been working ever so hard on this program, and if that subscriber list does not go up, he will hit me, and badly. So please.
Yes, if you want to save Heathcliff, subscribe to the podcast.
I know that I will, at least 5 times.
And now this is Suddenly Strange by Bic Runga. You're on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Fire. You can catch Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, eliterainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Just then you heard Those Thieving Birds Part 1, Strange Behaviour, and Those Thieving Birds Part 2, all part of one actual song by Silverchair.
I thought it was the Dissociatives. I was wrong. Dead wrong. Now, in the Joy 94.9 Studio 2, I believe this is. It is the Elite Rainbow Rufflecopter News. Super exciting press stuff this week. Thank you, Mr. Moggy, for the sound effects. They were indeed adding to our firm and prestige and professionalism. So, what is
and
our...
And your loudness.
And our loudness, to become a respected journalism... Here, and especially on Fox News, you've got to be able to shout louder than the person you're talking to. Isn't that right, Moggy?
Yes, that is.
First off the rank, we have Singapore, I believe, with their new rating system. I'll calm down now. That V that I had has starting to... Let's just go on.
Yes, well, apparently Hong Kong aren't down with gays kissing in video games. Those who might remember a few weeks ago, we talked about this survey. Well, I think it was in probation, yeah. We talked about this survey wherein these parents basically voted that they would rather see a severed head in a video game than two guys kissing.
Now,
or two girls, presumably, as well.
Now, from April 28th, video games with homosexual themes cannot be sold to anyone under the age of 18 in Singapore. That is announced by the Media Development Authority, or the MDA, on the 14th of April. The new rating system will come into effect that day, which means that anyone under the age of... It's a big R rating slapped onto the cover. It's like, 17?
You must be 18 to enjoy man-on-man action.
So what this means is that it's restrictions on violence, realistic or non, more realistic than not, sex.
With some nudity, not total nudity.
Now, nudity itself is a different category. Topless or occasional full
frontal nudity.
Full frontal.
Naughty bits.
Language.
Frequent
use of strong, coarse language. Drug use.
Realistic depiction, like someone shooting a needle up them. Which we don't like here at Joy. Don't do drugs. It's naughty.
Yeah, ice belongs in your drink, not in your veins. Is that how you do ice? No, let's not talk about it. And adult themes.
Crime and homosexuality. It's actually quite interesting that they've grouped homosexuality with crimes. I don't know if it is a crime in Hong Kong. Someone, would you care to SMS us if it is a crime in Hong Kong? SMS is 0427 Joy 949, or our email is onair@joy.org.au.
This is a humble gaming show. We're not quite up on our foreign affairs at the moment.
We're not foreign correspondent, or the lonely guide, or whatever it's called.
Now, from what I do understand, it does exist within Singapore, but it tries to be swept under the rug to a large degree and kept on the boundaries of society. And if my presumptions about the Singaporean exchange student that I had on probation last week is correct, then this could just be adding to the presumption that I have.
And it seems like they actually did ban the game due to hot lesbian alien sex in Mass Effect.
Now, who doesn't like hot alien lesbian sex? I mean, come on.
Well, that actually caused quite an outrage in pretty much all everywhere around the world, going, it's bad, it's bad, it's
well,
bad.
Well, what I want to know is that how in alien cultures is gender identity actually formulated?
Well, they're actually humanoid characters.
Well, humanoid characters, but not necessarily humans, just because they described what we human Homo erectus, no, Homo sapiens describe as feminine in appearance, means that they could have completely different gonads down there.
And I'm pretty sure you actually had to choose to go down that path of lesbianhood and actually choose a female character.
But the problem with this is the issue of marginalization, meaning that games with lesbian and gay content and trans content and intersex and all those other characters that make up our beautiful rainbow, it means that children aren't exposed to this. It's presented as something that is purely adult, something that is purely dirty, and something that should be discouraged to the same effect as, say, a person shooting ice into their Coke.
Well, there is actually... there are games that... Let's not start there, shall we? There are games that actually reward the player for being gay, like, or doing gay sort of stuff, like Bully, the Over the Rainbow achievement.
Yes.
Where you got to kiss 20 boys.
Yes, but what other examples are there of that?
I have no idea, but I'm sure there are other ones there in the indie gaming culture.
Moving on.
Well, there is Chouniki, which is in Japan.
Chouniki. Actually, that kind of reminds me of that game where you got to feel up the witches. Which one was that?
I actually talked about that in a previous show, Doki Doki Majori.
That stuff is freaking scary, man. And the fact that it sold so well...
It actually sold in Japan more than Phantom Hourglass and reached number one in Amazon's pre-order list.
Now, for those that haven't listened to the podcast before or not the previous editions, could you please explain what Doki Doki is? Or what you said it was?
Well, it's basically a game where you play as a high school guy who's been tasked with finding out witches and then destroying him. And basically you do that by molesting him and to try and find a certain mark on their body to say they're a witch, and then you do battle with them.
Now, the Japanese system is actually very different. I mean, these things aren't exactly banned in the same way. Pretty much, from what I understand, anything goes as long as the head of the penis is actually pixelated.
Well, any of the actual bits, like the, they can show extremely hardcore stuff, but they just have to pixelate certain bits of it. So anything can happen, you just gotta pixelate certain bits.
Now, would that apply to all video, ones that aren't rendered as pornography?
I think that's rendered to all media, anime, manga, and gaming, but it's basically anything that's available for retail.
Fair enough. The ABC, in other news, is seeking to provide more services in the digital future. Now, everybody's been going on about the 2020 summit, about it being Republican and slightly socialist, perhaps, and having all these wonderful ideas. And what the ABC brought out in this particular part of the summit is that it wants to release 6 new television channels, including dedicated children's, news, and education channels, and a suite of at least 15 radio stations on an expansion of the broadcast content, including internet, TV, and radio. They include more available content on multi-channel TV and broadband, a greater range of platforms and devices, and increasingly personalized media and more active audience participation and greater concentration of media ownership. And in similar news, a new survey has found that only 2 in 5 Australian households are actually watching digital television. So good luck to the ABC trying to release all these good new channels onto our digital waves. Maybe it might actually encourage more people to actually switch over to the digital band. I've made the switch, and I'm not looking back.
Well, they are pushing extremely hard with digital.
It doesn't seem as though most of the other networks seem to be making the effort other than providing the HD services.
Well, the commercial places are not allowed to have more than one other digital channel, while the SBS are allowed to have quite a few.
One thing that I did notice is that on on our commercial stations is that their HD channels are actually providing content that is not available on their regular services, which I think is rather cool because you can get stuff that sci-fi and all the relationship dramas and all and available in high definition. Which, of course, means that you've got to get a new television screen, and then you've actually got to get the sound, and it all adds up, and before you realize
that's another bad thing. That links to our whole SMS topic, the annoying things you get, annoying things of technology. You just have to buy so much to enjoy the experience, which, yeah, when it comes down to it, who can really afford all that stuff except for, like, millionaires and everything? Or, like, those who live a really affluent lifestyle.
I was making a comment to a friend of mine who was considering buying a PS3 over a Blu-ray player based on the fact that it would play video games. So, what comment I did say is that, sure, you are getting the PS3 compatibility. Anyway, I'm just going to move on from that. Because that's anecdotal, and the worst kind of evidence is anecdotal evidence. Reuters is reporting that in New South Wales, the state of Australia, might I add, is listing laser pointers as a criminal weapon that could be punished for 14 years in jail. Nice. Now, we're not talking about the
those toys ones that you would point in the eye, you're pointing like the forehead of your teacher or something like that.
No, we're talking about the ones that blind people from the ground. Not just any person, but people flying planes 140,000 feet into the air. They are considered extremely dangerous and banned, especially because, yeah, blinding pilots,
yes,
not good. Especially, even though there's autopilot, it's not good. Yes. In fact, I believe that those kind of weapons are even banned on the declaration of the United Nations about what weapons are acceptable and unacceptable. And the ones that can blind everybody on a battlefield, not good. And Maxis, or Electronic Arts, has announced that it has sold 100 million copies of its Sims game. That is simply staggering. I mean, I knew it was the most popular video game out there, but 100 million copies, that's pretty much like everyone in Australia being given 5 copies of the game. That's cool. I suppose that's because, one, it's on a computer, and pretty much everybody had a computer, and it ran on a... in a way that anybody with a computer could play, but also the fact that
it was a life simulation game, and I saw the whole in thing. Well, I think The Sims actually started that.
I guess you could say it was a bit more casual as well.
And plus, those who don't know, the game that was originally the top selling one was Myst, which was that point and click adventure game that, in my opinion, didn't really make that much sense.
Yeah, it was a bit like an interactive PowerPoint presentation. Please don't hit us. Myst was just before our time. We can't appreciate it for all that it's worth.
And they've sort of taken down the last Myst game. It was online, but now they're saying, sorry, I think it's already been taken down. Sorry, we're not going to support it anymore.
Weren't they going to release a copy of Myst, or re-release Myst for the DS? No? I've been led astray. So, I believe that marks the end of our gaming news for this week.
Yes.
We have been jabbering on for too long. I think we need a little bit of musical interlude.
Yes,
What can we expect, Moggy?
This is Zephyr 1 and 2 by Suzanne Vega. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9.
And remember, keep those laser pointers out of the eyes of pilots. It could hurt people.
You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 with Moggy and Heathcliff here for our last 40 minutes.
40 minutes. The time just flies past, and before you know it, we're all old and wrinkly and have accomplished well in our lives.
Sunrise, sunset.
Sunrise, sunset. Swiftly go the years.
And before you wonder how two 18-year-olds would actually know something that old, it's time for our Web Fantastic.
Web Fantastic. Wait, maybe the bell is fixed so we can celebrate good times. Come on. Hooray! Web Fantastic.
The trick is to press lightly, like this.
That's the reason why I never get service when I go to a cafe. Keyboard pants. I want to know what the person was on when they were designing this. It's like, person, what happens when people from, I don't know, Project Runway decided they had too many buttons or decided they had to... It's what happens when people from Project Runway actually crossbreed with engineers, and then you've got something like this. That's the best way to describe it.
It's designed by a fashion designer called Eric Deniz. And the actual pants are called Beauty and the Geek Jeans.
Now, built into the knees and are a pair of crotch rocking speakers. Around the back of you, you have the convenience of a back pocket for your, quote, mouse, unquote. And for you gamers, there is a joystick controller located just in front of the zipper. Looks like somebody's going to be having a bit of fun in those pants.
Yes.
Now, I guess the best way to describe these pants, because the medium of radio doesn't leave itself very well to expressing pictures. Maybe when digital radio comes around, it might be a whole lot better. But I suppose that you could describe these as kind of very much like the urban cargo pants.
Yeah, like cargo pants where with a giant keyboard stretched around the crotch area and the whole front area of the pants.
Now, I'm personally a fan of the Dvorak keyboard, not the QWERTY keyboard. So, how difficult would it be to have a Dvorak format keyboard?
I don't really know what the Dvorak keyboard format is like.
You need a lesson in geekonomics. Pretty much the Dvorak keyboard was developed by Dvorak in the late 1800s. As a way of maximizing the efficiency by having all the most important keys in the middle of the keyboard and having the least important keys furthest out. Now, that is compared to the QWERTY keyboard, which was designed to prevent typewriters from jamming, and presumably because women aren't supposed to type that quickly, it was actually made to prevent inefficiency, while the Dvorak keyboard, maximum efficiency. Cool bananas, but in the Second World War... I think it was in the Second World War the Dvorak keyboard died and is now only followed by a bunch of internet enthusiasts.
A keyboard is really just a keyboard.
Well, the problem with following a Dvorak keyboard is that if you've got to switch computers, people are going to look at your computer and go, what the hell? And people actually that learn how to type Dvorak forget how to type QWERTY. It's not one of those things...
No, it's actually pronounced... Cutie key.
Cutie key?
Yes.
Maybe I need to go back to my geekonomics. But anyway, I can't think of a possible situation where a person would find this convenient. I mean, the picture we have here is a person typing on their crutch, pretty much, on a table with a laptop that's about 4 feet away. Now,
I think it's wireless.
I'd imagine it would be wireless, but there's a reason why it's called a laptop or a notebook, and that is because you keep it in your laptop.
Yes, it looks kind of inconvenient, the fact... from the picture, he's only even a meter away, or not even like 30 centimeters away from the keyboard of the laptop.
This is a testament that not all fashion and not all engineering is designed to be functional. In fact, this is purely for form only, and you can expect to see it at probably a manifest or some kind of developers' convention near you.
The speakers are kind of cool. I wouldn't mind having speakers coming jamming right out of my pants.
You don't, well.
Well, they actually, that could be taken the wrong way, but. But yeah, music while you walk is quite funky.
You could have your own theme music. I'd probably have Rhapsody in Blue as my theme music. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty cool.
And yes, that concludes our weekly We're Fantastic.
I'm getting the hang of the bell. I'm so excited. Yay. Now people will serve me rather than when I smash the bell.
Yes.
I hope you found that as fantastic as I did.
Yes, and it's... Yes, and if you ever find a pair... How about you take a snapshot for us if you ever find a pair of these and actually manage to put them on? The email is, for our podcast as well, is moogle345@gmail.com. If you ever want to send in some suggestions or just comments... Just send it to moogle345@gmail.com.
Or maybe if you've modded something. I mean, I keep on seeing lots of interesting mods. Like, the most you see are from NES controllers turned into belts or DS cart holders. And PS3s being turned into pretty much George Foreman's. But, yeah, it really knocks out the fat. but what if you make plush dolls? Plush dolls are great.
We might even start a new segment.
Hey.
And fan writers. I originally called for fan writers and nobody heeded the call. So if you're a fan writer, please, please, please email us at moogle345@gmail.com and tell us why you actually write fan fiction. I've been waiting for ages and we've had yet no one.
If you could send me a plush, I'd send you my love over the airwaves from my heart. To your radio, to your ears, and down to your stomach, where you can digest my love for you.
And we're going to play some Jewel.
Jewel.
Yes, which one? I was meant for you. You know, I was actually told a lot back in when I was doing Generation Next that the music we played sounded a lot like Jewel, so this one goes out to you, the person who said that. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter, here on Joy 94.9. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. Just then you heard Malocos Sing It Back, and before that, Irony, I think it was, yeah, Irony by Alanis Morissette, the acoustic version. And for all those wondering, the song Irony doesn't actually contain ironies, which means it's an irony in itself.
Yes, in fact, the dictionary.com defines irony, let me get my glasses on, as the use of words to convey a meaning that is the opposite of its literal meaning. Which, but I suppose that because our language is developed by the people and not so much the dictionary, that because irony is used in that more colloquial sense now, that it now is the definition of irony, meaning that it no longer is ironic.
Which is an irony in itself. You can just keep going on and on and on and on. But that's a little detour from what we're all about here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter.
It is 3:10, and if you're going to call into the station, you'd better do it very quick.
And our SMS topic is, what annoys you in today's technology?
Well, all you got to do is SMS with your mobile phone to 0427-JOY949, or email using your computer or phone equivalent to onair@joy.org.au. Or if you feel like ringing the phones and having nobody answer them and having us run out of the studio mid-segment, that's 9699-2949.
And we await your calls. Please, we want your calls, SMSs and emails, please. And now on a lighter note, it's time for our What the F.
Censorship at 10:50. A man posing as Darth Vader attacked a Star Wars fan who had founded a Jedi church, a court has heard. Hughes, who was drunk and dressed in a black bin bag, shouted, "Darth Vader!" When Hughes failed to arrive on time, District Judge Andrew Shaw issued an arrest warrant, adding, "I hope the Force will be with him soon." The court had heard he had jumped over a garden wall wearing the bin bag before the attack. Outlining the case against Hughes, Barney Jones had recently started the Jedi Church in Holy Land in honor of the Star Wars Good Knights. He has about 30 members locally and thousands worldwide, which, if you have ever looked at our census in Australia, I would be willing to believe that. I wouldn't say just thousands, but tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. Yeah. Jedi.
Well, there are people who claim that they are Klingon and actually have gone learn the language and actually, in some extreme cases, have actually had the surgery to have the ridges on their forehead.
That's extreme, man. But did you know that Klingon is actually the fastest growing language in the world? Ooh. It's like second to Pig Latin.
I think there are university courses. But anyway, go on.
The court had heard about a chronic alcohol problem, and he had drunk the best part of a 10-liter box of wine. Miss Lloyd says he was wearing a black bin bag and a cape and had a metal crutch in his hand. She added that the pair believe very strongly in their church and their religion. Hughes could not remember the incident and only realized what had happened when he wrote about it in the local newspaper. A testament to examples where religion and science fiction tend to blur.
We're not naming anybody, but this is, I guess it's something you don't come across any day, a guy wearing a black bin bag, supposedly as Darth Vader, shouting his name, coming towards you with a metal crutch.
Well, you'd kind of presume that, based on our definitions of normality, that is not normal. I mean, if somebody were to do that, I'd be really scared and freaked out, provided that I simply just didn't find it funny. I guess it depends on the context and whether that particular person was looking at me directly in the eye. Scary stuff.
Yes, it takes all types in the world.
Yes, because diversity is what makes our community vibrant and wonderful. After all,
that's what we're about here at Joy, Diversity, Love and Diversity.
Yes, it is coming up to 7:07. We are running out of time, so if you want to get your 2 cents in, you'd better do it quickly.
And we've got a lovely email from our super lovely station manager, Stephen, saying, "What annoys me in today's technology is that the new stuff is too expensive." And I agree wholeheartedly. Like I said before, you basically have to be in the upper middle class to afford a lot of stuff these days.
Yes, but the thing about that is that it is a part of market forces. That as the competition in the market actually starts to grow, you find that prices do generally go down, especially as the technology starts to grow older and slightly less efficient. Maybe not the best thing, but I suppose what I was talking about the competition that tries to come in and try to do what other companies do, but not quite as well, even though it doesn't quite meet the benchmark that the original company set, it is actually contributing to a more free economy, which excites me, because I'm actually going back to stuff that I learned in Year 12 economics. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I didn't really understand a lot of that, but one thing I can understand is music.
Nice segue, Moggy.
Yes. And here's Numb by Portishead. You're on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9 for the last 5 minutes. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com. You're here on Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter here on Joy 94.9. You just heard Numb by Portishead. Very smooth and slick indeed.
And if you were been listening to us for about the past 2 hours. Well, that's 2 hours you're never going to get back. You've heard it. You cannot unhear it.
But I bet it was a lovely 2 hours in their eyes, or ears, more like it.
That's right. You cannot see radio.
And I'll be back at least the same time next week from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. Or if you can't stay up that late, there's always the podcast.
What can we expect from next week's program?
Miscellaneous fun and mischief.
Miscellaneous fun and mischief.
Yes.
Well, this week I Heathcliff, I'm going to toot my own horn. So I'm putting a little flag up saying, I do my own show on Probation. It's called Probation, and it's on Joy 94.9. Listen to it on 6 p.m. on Sundays. In the coming weeks, I'll be talking to Michael Crowhurst, who is a lecturer and researcher at RMIT University, who talks and researches about the problems that young gay and lesbian people face in high school, and I'll get some information about the speak out that's happening against homophobia at La Trobe University coming up. I might even play the entire thing on my show in the coming weeks. It sounds exciting. It will be exciting. I'll be speaking at it myself. But for more information, you've got to actually listen into the show, which is on Sundays at 6 p.m., right after Generation Next.
Yes, and we've got one final email in, again from our station manager. Open source solutions are the answer, and for those who don't know what open source is, it's basically software that has been copylefted, or basically software that the developers have allowed basically free use to people to do what they want, to learn, to adapt for their own for their own needs and uses. And basically it sometimes allows things to be even better developed than the big giant companies who create some big programs. And if you want to find out more about it, you can go to the website www.freews.openmoco.com.
What are some good examples of open software?
Firefox, which tons of people use. Tons and tons of people. OpenOffice.
I love OpenOffice.
And NeoOffice, which is its Mac OS X counterpart.
Now, one of the interesting things is that with open source software is that you've got the people which pretty much, instead of like destroying the internet with viruses and malware and that kind of stuff, actually making these really weird and wonderful add-ons to your Firefox or your OpenOffice, which it's actually quite wonderful.
But that's what the whole open source thing is about sort of furthering the community and allowing people, empowering people who can't afford it, and to do the tasks that they need to do. And that's very important for us as well as the community station, since we rely mostly on donations.
I think the most important part is that it's free.
Yes, it's free. Yes, it's free, and it's free to use. So, and basically it has tons and tons of uses. I'm just rambling on, but anyway, it's time to end the show. So,
I'm going to cry now. Because we had something beautiful going, and then you stepped all over it with your regimented time calling. I might need a time for myself.
Well, you can always join me next week, and we'll have miscellaneous fun and mischief.
With Hot Pockets?
Yes, Hot Pockets.
Ooh.
Anyway, have a good night all, and peace out.
Remember, Sunday, 6 p.m.
You can't do it the same way I can.
Oh.
Have fun. You can catch Leet Rainbow Rufflecopter on Joy 94.9 live from 1 to 3 a.m. Friday mornings. For more information, feel free to email at moogle345@gmail.com or check out our website, leetrainbow.wordpress.com.